This is KCUR. The death of the deal between Sprint and T-Mobile might be bad news for the Kansas City company. Stock prices dropped 19% Wednesday. But the news has some locals breathing a sigh of relief. It means Sprint is staying put, for now. Still, as KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross reports, many changes are in store for the Overland Park-based company.
Sprint may be a distant third in terms of wireless carriers in the United States, but here in Kansas City, it's one of our biggest employers, generating a lot of business for other local companies, and it's a big player in local sports and philanthropy.
Sprint's a national business. It's one of the few that Kansas City has.
Mark Davis covers the company for the Kansas City Star. When rumors circulated this summer about a $32 billion merger between Sprint and the up-and-coming T-Mobile, a lot of people were nervous that it might mean a move for the company headquarters. Federal regulators, who have always been anti-merger, last Friday squelched the deal by preventing the two companies from bidding jointly on wireless spectrum. That was seen as a sign to Sprint and T-Mobile that the deal would never go through. And while locals might be relieved that Sprint isn't going anywhere, Mark Davis says that the failed merger bid will mean a big change in strategy.
A merger would have given them a lot more size to tackle the big companies, but they're going to have to fight with what they have. And it's quite common for a company, when changing directions like this, to change the guard.
Yesterday, Sprint announced that CEO Dan Hesse was stepping down. His replacement is Marcelo Claure, the 43-year-old founder and CEO of Brightstar, a wireless services company also owned by Sprint's parent company, SoftBank. Claure might provide the kind of brash leadership that Sprint was hoping to get out of a merger with T-Mobile, according to Angelo Zeno with S&P Capital IQ Equity Analysts.
You know, the hope here is that with a CEO change, you're bringing in, a younger, fresher individual, one that's had a pretty good history with his kind of startup company in Brightstar, and they're kind of hoping that he can kind of bring that success into Sprint.
Sprint continues to lose subscribers, and its network upgrades will only be complete at the end of next year. In the meantime, Zeno says the company needs to redefine itself to consumers.
What they need to do is give the customer what they want, and that means providing more flexibility with plans and offering lower prices.
And in the backyard of Sprint's 200-acre campus, Overland Park Chamber of Commerce President Tracy Osborne says local businesses are watching.
You know, it creates a great deal of speculation and a little bit of uncertainty for us going forward. At this point, I think we just have to wait and see.
While Sprint is revamping its image, it could start at home. In a recent poll, Kansas Citians ranked Sprint not third, but fourth among wireless networks in local performance. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.